For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. At least one person has been killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. More than 20 people have been wounded. Elizabeth Trudeau is with the State Department in the U.S.
We condemn this attack in the strongest possible terms. An attack on a university is an attack on the future of Afghanistan.
The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off about an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. Italian authorities say at least 159 people died in Wednesday's earthquake. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Akumali. A strong earthquake shook north central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of the 6.8 magnitude were felt in the Thai capital Bangkok and Kolkata in India, each around 1,000 kilometers away. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital, Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. It must be approved in a referendum next month and signed before it comes into effect. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies.